and will be from 7 to 9 p.m. If you're interested in getting involved with KBOO, you can email volunteer@kboo.org. And again, you can find an extended version of our interview with Scott Kalama on our website, kboo.fm. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week, Indian Country.
Check out Ear to the Streets of Portland with hosts Sequoina
and Kayla
every first and third Thursday of the month starting at 7 o'clock p.m.
Listen in as we interview community organizers, speak on issues focused on Black Portland, and share community events happening in the area and elsewhere.
Listen on the radio at 90.7 FM, online at www.kboo.fm, or from your mobile phone at m.kboo.fm.
Follow KBOO on Instagram at KBOO Radio. Ear to the Streets.
Looks like these kids are going to have some fun, doesn't it?
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Cocoon and their first public storytelling event on Thursday, March 12th at 5 p.m. at Lola's Room in Portland. The theme of this first storytelling event is Risk. PDX Cocoon is a student-led group that is working to facilitate storytelling for Portland youth through workshops and events. Again, that's Episode 1, Risk, by PDX Cocoon on Thursday, March 12th, 5 p.m. at Lola's Room, below the Crystal Ballroom at 1332 West Burnside in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'd sure hate to be left out.
And you are tuned in to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard on the web at www.kboo.fm. The time is 7:02. Stay tuned for Ear to the Streets of Portland, coming up after these after this.
You're listening to KBOO Radio Station, baby.
Listen, my friends, as I tell you. The spark that will fly. The spark that will fly. Listen, my.
Let me see like they throwing salami all over the. I mean, just like throwing food.
Tuned in to Ear to the Streets of Portland right here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Also heard on the web at www.kboo.fm. And Ear to the Streets of Portland airs every first and third Thursday of the month. On the Ground Production seeks to produce news stories and conversations with Black African organizers, community organizers, business leaders, and artists from Black Portland and surrounding areas, highlighting them here on Ear to the Streets of Portland. If you know of anyone in your networks who is Black African American and who works in and for the community or is an artist, please share the email address at onthegroundkabu@gmail.com for best contact. I'm Sequoina Ezekiwe.
And I'm Kayla Sada. And last show for Ear to the Streets was part two of a three-part series surrounding youth. It's called Inspiring Youth to Bring Change for the Greater Good. So shout out to Ajamu Umi, author of his newest book called The Courage Equation, and you can find that on Amazon.com and in Barnes & Noble stores, as well as Noni Kazi, who is an organizer for the Black Student Success Summit, which happens this upcoming Saturday, March 7th, at Portland State University. I will be there. Shout out to both of them for joining us to talk about their work in the community and for our youth. So tonight, for the third part of the series of discussing youth and community, we welcome back Ms. Imani Muhammad, who is an organizer for the 9th Annual Youth Summit, which took place last month, February 7th, and she was on Ear to the Streets to discuss the importance of organizing the youth in the community. So she's back to talk about the latest violence that has happened this year involving youth. And we also welcome local youth and family advocate Lori Palmer, and her son, Jasmine Moore, is currently hospitalized after a shooting that took place also early last month on February 7th in North Portland. Jasmine's estimated time to remain in the hospital is for at least 2 months due to the severity of the gunshot wounds. And Ms. Palmer has since been going to gang task meetings to advocate for her son's justice and to demand Portland police to be accountable in the handling of the investigation and bring the shooter to face justice. So he's yet to be found, so welcome. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Ms. Palmer, you have been a part of the local meetings happening with the gang task force and just meeting with community leaders as well. And I want to take a quick second to play a short clip of one of the meetings that you've had with the community and with Portland Police. So let's listen to that.
Because the way that my son's case was happening, from the hospital all the way to the police, got me feeling messed up. Real messed up right now. Because they shot the wrong mama's son when they shot mine. And so if you want to get with me, I welcome you to the table so we can sit down and I can just tell you how I seen it on the other side. I see my vision in here, but I seen it different out there, and I didn't know that the people that I was sitting at the table playing for all these other kids, their parents and all the stuff that was happening, I didn't know the process, but now I do. Because I used to be out there. I gave those codes up. I'm a saint, I'm a Christian today, and this young man, when you pulled that gun and you shot my son, Boris pointed back at you, but you shot the wrong woman's son. And I'm not scared of you, I'm not scared of the community, and I'm become a community advocate now for kids is getting shot in our community.
And that was Lori Palmer speaking at a recent meeting around youth violence. And again, Lori Palmer is here today to talk about her son, Jasmine Moore, who was shot on February 7th.
Actually, it was January the 11th.
Oh, January 11th. I apologize. Yeah, I knew that. I'm sorry. Thank you for that correction. How's Jasmine doing now, Ms. Palmer? Like, how's he recovering? How's he doing?
Well, Jasmine, I would like to call my miracle child. A lot of people in the community have been praying for Jasmine. I would like to thank each and every one of you guys that are that's praying for him. Right now, Jasmine is out of ICU. He's in a regular room. And yesterday, I heard my baby say mama for the first time. So that's a miracle in itself. He has a long journey when it comes to recovery. We're looking at 3 to 4 months in the hospital, as well as about a year with recovery in regards to his wound.
So we will get back to speaking about Jasmine here shortly, but I want the